June is Elder Abuse Awareness Month, and Chase Bank is teaming up with the Detroit Police Department to help seniors learn how to avoid scams through local workshops. Gail Taylor is one of the community managers for Chase that will be leading these workshops. She talks with WDET's Hearns Laguerre Jr. about how these scam calls have been affecting the seniors in Michigan.
I have about 3 senior organizations that I partner with, Hearns, and my partner Annette, I think she partners with 2, so, you know, say 5 between the 2 of us. And we see over 100 seniors, and we work with them on a monthly basis. And the stories that we hear whenever we're talking to them about being defrauded or protecting themselves from scams or people just approaching them and having conversation and then building trust, and then they're a victim of that relationship, I'm telling you, it is crazy how, you know, many of them have had many occurrences.
Could you share, I guess, a little bit about what you'll be sharing on ways or tactics or methods to help protect themselves against these scams?
First, we will be identifying different scams, right? We'll be talking about the text messages you and then the phone calls you just alluded to, right? We'll be talking about, you know, being on different type of apps, you know, even when you're on mainstream apps or you're on dating apps, you know, just being careful and being aware. We even talked to seniors about where they're putting their purses or their bags, if they have a walker or a wheelchair. A lot of times you see people and they throw their bags on the other side, and, you know, they have these scamming devices that can go through and scam your debit or your credit cards. So we're just going to be telling them about different scams, how to be aware, being proactive. So being proactive means, you know, reading your statements, making sure that you know what's in your account, pulling your credit report, doing different things so that you'll know what's going on with your finances. So if something happens, you can be aware of the changes.
I see here that about $206 million last year was lost due to frauds and scams, and individuals 60 and older experienced nearly $4.9 billion in losses. Is there any way for these individuals to get their money back?
Yeah, you know, when you're scammed and you have a debit card or a credit card and you call your bank, we can do a dispute and we can help you recover some of those funds, right? So when you have a relationship, you're 100% fraud protected. You come in and then we do, you know, we go through the process and then we try to help you recover those funds. So there is some help, some recovery out the way, but there is a process that goes along with that as well.
I wonder, like, if there's any work being done to get to the source of the issue. Like, are these scammers? Is it organized? Is there anything being done in order to stop them from the source?
Because June is Elder Abuse Awareness Month, is why we're really focusing on our seniors. And we do that all the time. But scams and fraud is everybody, right? Like we were talking before, we are vulnerable. I've been a victim of it, right? But that's why we partner with the Detroit Police Department, so they can talk to us about that. I'm sure this is organized. I'm sure some of them may be individuals, but they'll be able to talk a little bit more in depth about that. You know, that's why I think it has to be reported. You know, so the more information, the more we understand what's happening, the more I think that we as a financial institution and them as a police department can kind of get down to the bottom of a lot of things so we can be proactive in helping people.
Can you speak to, I guess, how easily and how quickly someone could be deceived by some of these frauds and some of these scammers?
It's crazy because we're having this workshop, and just last week, my niece called me and she was crying like heavily. And I would, in like 3 minutes, maybe 3 to 5 minutes, someone had gave her enough information about herself to make her feel like she was going to prison. And she was on her way, when she called me, she was on her way to the store to get a debit card, a prepaid debit card, to pay this person. Just imagine if she's a young lady, and that's how quick it was. Imagine a senior.
That was Gail Taylor, a community manager for Chase Bank, talking with WDET's Hearns Laguerre Jr. These workshops to protect against scam calls will be held throughout the summer. The next one is on July 3rd. You can reach out to your local Chase Bank for more details.